Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What is your job? That's what we're saying. What is your job? Whatever your job is, man, take it. You know, what's that word? Be vehement about it. Be intense. I remember I was at a church some years ago, and the ministry of helps was just wonderful. When I got out of the car, I think there were four guys trying to tote my briefcase. There were people everywhere with a big smile and trying to help and trying to do. At the end of the service, there was a young man. He just beaming, standing by the side the whole time, just beaming, beaming. And on my way out, he said, did you go to the restroom? I thought, huh? He said, have you been to the restroom? I said, yeah, I was in there. He said, was it okay? I said, spotless. He said, that's my job. I said, good man, good job. And he just beaming. He just beaming. Here is a brother who has some revelation. He knows what is important. How many know the King David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper? Where? In the house of the Lord. Than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Than to be on the 50th floor. Right? Than to be in the townhouse and to be, why? Because all that's going to be ashes in a few more days and nobody will ever remember it and it won't mean a thing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But he helped the service. Yes, sir. By cleaning a bathroom.
Yes, sir.
And what did we read in our text? God is not unrighteous to forget it. God remembers every bathroom cleaned, every car parked, every diaper changed. Come on, come on. God remembers everything. Everything. And see, when he got through saying it, he said, because of that, we want everybody, don't be slothful, don't be lazy and dull, be diligent all the way to the end. Does that mean more to you now? What he's saying? Why? Because God remembers every little thing. He keeps record of it. He's going to bring it up to you when you stand before his seat in a few days.
Amen.
He's going to bring it up to you.
Yes.
And he's going to reward you.
Yes.
And me. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Go to Colossians 4. You ready to close? Colossians 4. Somebody say, be diligent.
Be diligent.
Be diligent. I found my job.
Amen.
Yes.
What was my job today? I've preached thousands of times. But I must not be sloppy and lazy.
Amen.
I must not just pull out some notes and say, oh, this will be fine. So I looked at another 1,000 scriptures this afternoon. Why? That's my job. I said, that's my job.
Yes,
not your job, that's my job for this.
Yes, sir.
And I'm to do the best I know how.
Because
even at that, I don't know much.
Amen.
Well, what's your job? Because you got one.
Right.
I said, what's your job? Y'all are too quiet. Do you know your job? Have you found your job? If you're watching by internet or TV, find your church. I don't care if you have to move to another continent. No, I didn't say move here. This is not the only church. There are many, many wonderful churches and ministries all over this planet. Find some people that are doing something for God. Not a bunch of lazy folk sitting around just waiting for Jesus to come. Find people that are working. Find a church that's working. And go hook up with them. And say, let me do something.
Amen.
Just show up. They say, well, they didn't use me first time. We'll just keep showing up, ready. Say, I'm ready today. You need me today? Here I am. I'll do anything.
Yes, sir.
You know how Phyllis and I started in the ministry? Wasn't preaching and praying. It was sweeping floors. It was filling out paperwork. What if you hadn't done that? You wouldn't have got to the next step. And you wouldn't have got to the next step. And you wouldn't have got to the next step. You read in the book of Acts, the people that became the prophets, the evangelists, you know who they were? They were the people that waited on tables.
Amen.
The first bunch they needed, they were the deacons. And deacons, people have kind of flowered that word up. But deacon means servant. It's like a table waiter.
Amen.
Next thing you know, they're preaching the gospel. They're having miracles. Right? The people that were diligent to wait tables and prepare food and do what needed to be done in the natural. Why? Because that's what the kingdom needed.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
They became the evangelists, the prophets, the apostles. Can you say glory to God? You in Colossians?
Yes.
The fourth chapter.
Yes.
Verse 17. And say to Archippus, or as my friend Buddy Harrison used to say, Archipus. Tell old Archipus. What? Tell him what? Archipus? Take. That's the Arkansas, Southern Missouri pronunciation. Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord. Now, he had to receive it, didn't he? See, there's a lot of people, they find out something, they have opportunity, but then they won't receive it. They won't take the responsibility of it. He received it, and he said, do what with it? Take heed that you do what? That you fulfill it. The NIV says, see to it that you complete the work you have received in the Lord. Be sure to finish the work the Lord gave you.
Amen.
Don't be upset with me tonight now. But be serious about finding your work.
Yes.
And finding your place.
Yes.
And not letting another day and week and month pass by you and just live. Do you have a work? We read in the Bible. I could show you another six scriptures right now. Every man, to every man is given grace. To every man is given, it has that call and that purpose. Every one of us has work.
Yes, sir.
Find it. I don't care how far you have to go, how much you got to spend, what you got to do, what you got to give up, what you got to rearrange. Do it.
Yes,
do it. And then when you find out what your work is, now you can apply all these wonderful things you're learning about diligence.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To that. And you can be early. And you can be diligent. And you can be prompt. And you can be vehement. And you can be earnest. And you can be speedy. And you can be excellent.
Yeah.
And in a few more days, you're going to hear, well done, well done. Well done. Good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. Now, be ruler over much. Enter into the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't you want to hear those words?
Yes.
Said out loud, by the grace of God,
by the grace of God,
I will hear those words.
Hear those words.
I'll find my work.
I'll find my work.
I'll be diligent in it.
And
I'll hear those words.
I'll hear those words.
It's not too late. I don't care if you wasted most of your life. Look at what God did with Jesus in 3 years. God can do a lot with you in a few months if you're willing. You know the kind of people God uses? The available ones. The ones who are available. The ones who are ready. The ones who'll do it. Somebody say glory to God. Say it again. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Go to Matthew 9. We'll just close with this. I only got to point one tonight, but that's okay. You going to come back?
Yes.
Matthew 9. Yes, sir. Matthew 9 and verse 37. Jesus went about all the cities and villages. Was Jesus lazy? Absolutely not. Was he about the Father's business? Oh, he was. Teaching, preaching, having healing lines that stretch plumb out of sight. Get up in the morning, go do it again. Diligent. Teaching and preaching, healing. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and they were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. You remember when he's talking to Peter after he raised from the dead, what did he have on his mind? What did he ask Peter? Peter, you love me? Huh? Then stay home and pray all day. See, this stuff about being so holy to God that you separate from the world and nobody ever sees you is a bunch of baloney. Yeah, pray. But get prayed up and get some direction and get up and get dressed and go do something. Go do what you got in prayer. And he said to him, do you love me? He said, yeah. He said, take care of my lambs. Didn't he? What's he got on his mind? The work of the ministry. Taking care of my people. Doesn't he? Can we all be involved in that? Can you be involved in that? This job's too big for me and Phyllis. You know that. This job's too big for me and Phyllis and 1,000 people in this church. Can you be a part of taking care of his little lambs? The little young ones that just got born again and saved. Helping them. He said, do you love me? He said, yeah, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. And he said it again. Three times. Is the Lord interested in his work? The work of his people being taken care of. And he said, when he saw them, they were scattered and they were fainting. They were weak. They didn't have a shepherd. They weren't being fed. They weren't being led. They weren't being cared for. Bothered him. Moved him. And he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous. But the what? The spiritual people. People that know how to quote the Bible. What? What are we short of? Pew warmers. People with good attendance. Huh? What are we short on? The laborer. What's a laborer? Worker. The workers are few. So he said, boys, pray. Pray what? Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send workers. Workers. The Marines are looking for a few good men. God's looking for a bunch of what? Workers. Not talkers. Not players. Workers.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me